Kavar tikbarenu bayomahu. There is a mitzvah of kura, and we try to bury the body, the corpse, bayom, that day, before shkia, before seitz. And if not, there's still an issue of burying the body before alos, because based on the issue of los solon. That's the general rule. However, the Mishnah says there's an exception. When are you allowed to delay burial? Let's say the kids live out of town and they need time to get to the funeral. So if they're on vacation, they say they're not going to be back for a month, we're not going to wait. If they're trying to get back in time, so that's considered covered ames. That's what the Ramban explains, that it applies to Yidin Abanim Lamakom, and therefore it's a Bizayin. That's why you can't wait. So the question is, the Mefarshim ask, it's like, what do you mean? How long will Kvod? The Torah says no delaying. Kavartek Vareno Yom Mahu, so how could we go ahead and change the halacha? We know there's a machokas in the Gemara in many places, Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Rav Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, I believe. Rav Shimon says, Darshina in time at the Kra. You could take the reason and limit or expand the scope of the mitzvah. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, ain't no Darshina in time at the Kra. So let's say, yeah, because the Torah says you can't take a collateral from a widow, because maybe it's a last cause. So what about if it's a wealthy widow? So Rabbi Yehuda, ain't no Darshina in time at the Kra. We still can't take collateral. Rabbi Shimon says, no, Darshina in time at the Kra. So we normally pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Ain't no Darshina in time. When it comes to Limud Torah, learning together our din, we always try to do that. But in terms of whether it could expand or limit the mitzvah, the halacha, so then that's what it depends on. So what's the reason why here? So even Rabbi Yehuda agrees, if the Torah itself gives the tam, so then we consider the reasons built in and you could do it. So the kikilas agam toloi, it's a disgrace. A person's betel malkim and he's being disgraced, leaving out. So therefore, it's out covered ames. So in a case where covered ames is that you wait for the children, so that's how the Mishnah knew how little kvod. We have by many mitzvahs. We have the same mitzvahs like Ksiva Sefer Torah. So some say like the mitzvah changed today. Some say the mitzvah changed. Some say in addition. But some say the mitzvah changed. You write Svarim today. Kiswachem es Hashira Azos. So it says Velamdo, so the purpose is learning from it. So back then they used to learn from Sifrei Torah. Today we learn from Svarim. And that's our discussion about the mitzvah of Sukkah, Laman Yedu Dorasechem. So I think it's the Aruch HaNeir writes that Yefa Mitzvah Sviches Kavana, over in this case is Likuva, since the Torah itself gives the reason. So that's what we're saying here. Lana Lachvodo, because since the Torah itself gives the reason, so we have a right to limit or expand the scope of the mitzvah. So the shaila is then, if you look at the pasuk itself, Kavar Tik Bareno Bayom is talking about someone who was killed by Haruge Beistin. So how do we know Shar Mesim? How do we know Shar Mesim are obligated in Kfura? There's a lashon that says Kavar Tikbaren. Why is there a double lashon? There are many double lashons in the Torah. Basoa Tiftach and Ektanik Mos Yumas. So is a general machlokas Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, or do we say a person speak, whether the Torah speaks Russian Meyadom or not? So, some, if you say it speaks Russian with Adam, so people speak as if there's nothing to learn out from it. But we assume no, we assume that if there's an extra word, there's something to learn out from. We pass like Rabbi Akiva. And therefore, we learn now from the extra tikparenu is covered tikparenu, because even for the local by Ruge Basin, that once they reach Kapara, you take them and put them into another cemetery. So we see that it applies not only to Ruge Basin, it applies also to everyone else. And we learn now that halacha is kfur only applies to a Jew and not to a guy. So the shaila is, but the kasha, we learn in Sefer Yoshua, when they wiped out the Sheva Avamim, the seven nations, and they ended up hanging the kings, and then they buried them that day. So the shaila is, why did they bury them that day? I thought we said the mitzvah of kfur doesn't only applies to Jews and not to non-Jews. So the Ramban answers, no, but it was an Eretz Yisrael, and you have another one, you can't defile the land, so therefore, even, and then it applies even to non-Jews. That's a discussion, Tumas Ohel. And that's the whole discussion, having with the medical school in Eretz Yisrael, could you use cadavers? Could you use even Mace Yakum? But we see it's the mitzvahs on cover tikparenu, it's the mitzvah kfura on a Jew, and doesn't apply to a guy. What about in Tevi Yeshua? That's only because of Tetameh Masam. So you have to bury the person in the ground. What happens if a person's cremated and you have the ashes? So if you just have cremate someone, you're mevatel the mitzvah aseh of kfura. But let's say I'm going to take the ashes and put them into the ground. So then do I fulfill my mitzvah of kfura or not? So there's a famous tshuva from Rav Chaim Ozer, who says, as I said, you're mevatel the mitzvah aseh of kfura. And he says, once you cremate someone, that's no longer considered a mace. There's a Mishnah Olos about Afer Shrufim, that if you have ashes from a dead body, the question is, a Kohen can't come in contact with the dead. So if you take a dead body and you turn it into ashes, so the Mishnah says that a Kohen can go, it's not Mitame, and a Kohen can come in touch with it. There's no din of mace anymore. So Rav Chaim Moser, if there's no din of mace, so obviously burying it's not going to help you. The rugged shaver, he had a different pshat. He says, no, it's not true. When a person dies and then he's cremated, he's still matam because he died. So once he's dead, the fact he was cremated doesn't take away from the tumah. So perhaps maybe he does have a din of a mace. But the Mishnah is talking about is Eifer Shrufim from Eifer Menachai. The person was alive, but Eivor Min HaChai, the limb would be Metameh also. So he says, but if you cremate it, so then it's not Metameh because it was never dead. So that's how the Ragachov are going to differently. So he would say it is Metameh, and then perhaps maybe that does have a din of a mace. Like Rabbi Yaakov Emden says something similar. He says that even though it's true that if you cremate a body, you learn different. So according to Ragachava, it is a metame, so maybe it's a mace. Rebecca Memon agrees to Rav Chaim Ozer that a cremated body isn't metame. But still, he says, it's still us for going to come intact with the ashes. But maybe the ashes still have a din of a mace. Even if the ashes are a metame, if you have a halach of goses, a Kohen can't even be in the room with the ghost. He's not a dinder rabbanan, tamal to dinder raisa. So we see a Kohen can't come in contact even if it's not mitame. So according to Rav Yaakov Emden, maybe it still has a din of a mace. And if you bury the ashes, maybe one could get the mitzvah of guru. We assume, then we go with Rav Chaya Moser, that it's not called the mace, and therefore you're not yotze the mitzvah of kfur. Of course, if someone was killed in the Holocaust or burnt by a fire, so Vadafka, so we're going to take the ashes and burn and bury them out covered on mace anyway. But that's the question in terms of. So to summarize, so that's where we had the issue of kavar tikparino by yomahu, you bury that day. If not that day, atzol solin, you bury me for alos. Aye, how could you leave someone over? Well, kavod, you know, darshin and time at the cross. That was machlokas Rav Yehuda Rav Shimon. But even Rav Yehuda agrees if the pasuk gives the reason. I can't. He goes el gim tolei. So therefore, everyone agrees the reason's built in, and therefore you could wait. And we said the mitzvah kavod tikparino. It's a double lesson. So from the first kavur we learn Haruge Basin, and from the second kavur we learn it applies to Shnar Mesim. And we said only applies to Jews, not to Goyim. Aye, by Yoshua we see they buried the Goyish king. So that's the din of Rositami Esad Maska. That's the Ramban over there. And then we discussed the concept of Kfura has to be Bekarka, because we learned it's like but after Adam was punched, he says you will die and be buried in the earth. So the question is, we said, what happens if you cremated first and then buried? To Rav Chaim Moses says, no, Eish withdrew from the ashes for his dead body no longer metame, and therefore it's not a mace. The regular Shavah holds they are metame. It's only an Abram and Achai. And Rav Yaakov Lin holds they're not metame, but still nevertheless they might have a din of a mace. Because it's like a din of a ghost, you can't go into a, you can't go in, still can't come in contact with it, even if it's not mitame. So, again, we generally assume like Rav Chaya Moser, that you mevata the mitzvah kfura, even if you buried the cremated ashes afterwards.